Hi there, this is Kasamilan Podcast, and in this episode, I don't want to talk about a particular topic, but since it's already end of season, and for Milan's perspective, the season is already over, since nothing can, no trophy can be won by this squad, only hope to maintain this second position. Yeah, that's the only attainable goals for Milan to save this season, at least. Yeah, they defeated by Roma in two legs, quarterfinal of Europa League, and of course they've been beaten by Inter Milan, who sealed their victory to win their 20th Scudetto, their second stars. And of course, if you remember, they have players with quote-unquote history with Milan, such as Calhanoglu, also Acerbi, and then players like Dumfries, yeah, also Marcus Thuram, who got very fired against every time they play against Milan, and also Frattesi as well, yeah, and Lautaro, yeah. But yeah, unfortunately, for sixth in a row, Milan just cannot defeat Inter. They cannot stop them for scoring at will, firing at will against Milan, to penetrate Milan's defense and to defend their goals against Milan's attack. Everything seemed didn't work against them. And on the other hand, for Inter, it was one of the sweetest victory they had against Milan. I believe that for Milan, of course, it was one of the worst defeat, I guess. You can just compare that defeat to the one against Liverpool in 2005, or against Deportivo La Coruña in 2004, and then against Juventus 1-6 in 1997, if I'm not mistaken, and then against Ajax in Champions League final, against Marseille, also Champions League final 93, and also against Vélez Sarsfield in 1994 Toyota Cup, if you remember back then. Omar Asad, did you remember his name? And also in 2003, yeah, did you remember Alfredo Raul Caschini? I guess you remember that way. And yeah, some of those games played in the final of the championship, which determined the result, yeah, the championship against Milan. And so did the Derby della Madonnina last Monday. And I think after that derby, I don't know if Milan's players still got their right approach, fighting spirit to finish this season in the most right way, or they will just surrender and let the opponents beat them one by one, and then probably lose the second place, or even losing the third place. Yeah, it's up to the players, it's up to the coach and the staff to motivate them, it's up to the management how they handle the pressure among the media, the fans. And I guess it's not an easy task for everyone. It's not a great time for everyone in Milan. And now they already talk about the future. While tonight, yeah, I made this podcast in Saturday afternoon, a few hours before the kickoff for the match against Juventus. Yes, I know. This match against Allegri's Juventus, it should be winnable, because you know the Juventus under Allegri is not a special team, not a hard team to beat. Yeah, they are beatable. Doesn't mean to disrespect, but Juventus under Allegri it's kind of old-fashioned team who cannot compete in this modern football. The defensive approach, the passive, and yeah, just wait and then just keep the 1-0 score until the end, just like that. No attractiveness of the and no game plan. I think it should have been an easy game for Milan. Not easy game, sorry. A winnable game, once again. But when we lose three defenders, three starting defenders like Theo and then Calabria and Tomori, it's not going to be an easy matchup if we talk about their attackers like Chiesa, Vlahovic, or Kenan Yildiz, because whatever it is, they are strong players. They've got great skills, great mentality, and seeing that Milan defense, they won't have a full strength in the defense. I think it's just a red carpet welcome for them. Yeah, I don't know about the result. Anything can happen, but I think we're gonna suffer against them this time. Yeah. However, the management, like I said, is already focused on building the next season. And first of all, Stefano Pioli's cycle in Milan is practically over, I guess. Yeah. There's no miracle that can save Stefano Pioli's position at this point now. It's useless to defend anything on him because, he basically had the chances to prove his worth, but he failed. Yeah, he failed to win against Roma. He failed to win against Inter, which actually quite an attainable goals. Yeah, but he failed to deliver the result, and consequently, he will get sacked at the end of the season. And who's going to be the next coach? I think the management already got some names, some candidates. But as time goes by, some of the candidates fading away, such as Xavi Hernandez. I think he's decided to stay in Barcelona next season. And also Sergio Conceição, if I'm not mistaken, already decide to stay in Porto. Antonio Conte, from what I read, he has chosen Napoli at his next destination. And also Thiago Motta already agreed with Juventus, if I'm not mistaken, also. And that's left Julen Lopetegui, and then the name like Van Bommel, Tedesco, also probably Marcelo Gallardo, also, I don't know, probably the management already got their names on their pockets that we don't know. Yeah, and let's see, let's just wait. And I guess I believe that the choice of managers, whoever that is, it will determine the choice of players. I don't know if there's star players like Mignon, Theo Hernandez or Leao will stay if the manager that will come to Milanello, it's not a big name. I mean, how to convince them to stay? And also how to convince another big name players to come to Milan if the choice of the management on the head coach, it's not popular. I think it's time for Milan management to determine their choice to a proven manager, because in this kind of situation, the players, also the fans and the media, need to regain the trust and the faith to this team. So the choice, it should be the wise one, and should be the promising one. So because if you've got the choice, your choice wrong, so it would cause this team to another failure, another Banter era. I'm afraid. No. I think Banter era is too far, but yeah. But the second star for Milan, it's gonna be a long way, because we already see that some of the team will rebuild, such as Juventus. Yeah, they will replace Allegri with Motta, an offensive-minded coach, a modern one. Also, they will sign and rejuvenate their squads. And so does Napoli, who's got already a good squad, good team, only require a good coach. Inter also still have their ambition to dominate the Serie A. And also Roma with Daniele De Rossi, their local hero. Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting season next year already, and Milan should take part on this. Milan should choose the coach wisely. Once again, they should set their budget to rejuvenate the squad, which only require 3 or 4 more players to be competitive, to be better than this year. Yeah, I think it is a crucial time for us, for Milan fan, and I hope that you'll be patient to see the process, to look at the management and how they pick their manager. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to watch. Okay, I think that's all for this episode. See you again. Bye.